Good morning, sleepyhead. How are you feeling? If I recall correctly, you slept like a baby. Oh, I'm sorry I didn't stick around to say good morning. I was running late, but I did want to check in. Because things you let me do to you last night. I don't know. I guess I was worried you had alcohol poisoning or something. You should let me know when you wake up, alright? I want to make sure that you're okay. I'm feeling great, by the way. I didn't sleep as well as you did, obviously. But it was nice for you to let me stay the night. Nicer of you to insist that I sleep on the bed while you took the couch. I was going to refuse, but you passed out before I could argue. It was sweet. Thank you. As you've probably noticed, I did wrap a blanket around you. I wonder what that's like, to wake up all cozy and swaddled up on your couch, with no clothes on underneath. How did that feel? Waking up all warm, and then realizing the state of your undress. I'm probably realizing you have no memory of how you got that way. I really didn't think I was going to go as far as I did last night. But I really couldn't help myself. I started off in your bed. Smelling you on the sheets. On your pillow. I started pushing myself into your mattress. Then grinding against your duvet. I thought that might satisfy me. So I rubbed my pussy all over your blanket. Pressed myself against your pillows, against the bed frame. And then I heard you. Groaning in the other room. Looking back, how did I not think of it before? Why bother making a mess of your bed when you were peacefully snoozing away in the other room? Oh, not so peacefully. No. Not peacefully at all, poor thing. You started tossing and turning. I shook your arm and I gave you a chance, but I tried to wake you up, but you didn't. So I stroked your arm. I tried to soothe you. I ran my fingers up your shoulders and my hand around your neck. I gently squeezed. You didn't like that. Oh, not at all. You didn't like that. Not at all. You started squirming, grunting, swallowing against my grip. And I was touching myself by then. My fingers sliding over my wet lips while I choked you in your sleep. You almost woke up at that point. I realized I could do whatever I wanted to you. I might have climbed on top of you then, hovering above your head. I pushed my pussy into your cheek, dragged it over your face. I pressed myself against your mouth. Your sweet little groans vibrated against me. You didn't feel my breath on your skin, my cunt on your tummy. It was so easy. So easy to bring down your jeans, your boxers, leave you completely naked, exposed, defenseless. I turned on the lights. I wanted a good look at you. I'm gonna be honest with you now. I took some pictures. Of course I did. Who would waste an opportunity like that? But don't worry, I won't be posting them anyway. Or if I do, I'll only put up the nice ones. It'd be almost a shame not to share those. the others, though? Well, I'll leave the particularly lewd ones to myself. You know? Like the ones with the close-ups of your cock in my mouth, stuffed down my throat. Oh yeah, it was really easy to get you hard once I started lapping. Oh, the pictures of your pre-cum dripping for me in your sleep. And that video of you moaning as I licked your balls. I'm not sure where that'll end up. But I am glad I could chase those nightmares away. You were so pliable. You really shouldn't drink that much, you know. You're really lucky I didn't do more. And before I fucked you, I used your own finger to fuck your ass. Gently, though. Clearly you hadn't had much experience on that front. That made a pretty picture, too. Mm-hmm. Your ass plugged up with your own finger, twisted behind you like that. Can't have been comfortable. But you let me do it. You couldn't stop me. You were such a sweet, sweet fuck. So good. You made such nice sounds. Such beautiful groans. There was a moment when you seemed to come to, just for a few seconds. You opened your eyes and you saw me on top of you. That must have been strange. Feeling so, so good. And then waking up to such a thing. Oh, you struggled a bit. You pushed back up against me. And you accidentally drove yourself deeper. God, I love your grunts of protest. The look on your face as you pulled your finger out of your ass. Even though you're so much stronger than me, you couldn't put up much of a fight. You were so out of it. Do you remember me holding your arms still then? The crude words I whispered to you as I fucked you slowly. As I coaxed you back to sleep while I fucked away. I couldn't take much more after that. After watching you succumb to me while you were still inside of me. I came. Hard. All over your cock. And then I wanked you off with my juices as lube. Until you came a bucket load all over yourself. And then I wrapped you up in your blanket, and I kissed you goodnight. Can you feel it now? All that cum over your crotch, sticky between your thighs, clinging to the settee. I had a great night, baby. Call me